What's up, Pats Nation? Welcome to Totally Patriots.
We've got a big show for you this morning. Have a look at what's coming up.
It was a tough loss for the Patriots, but no looking back now. Next up, the Pats head to Baltimore to take on their rivals, the Ravens, and a second chance to clinch the division. But first, Jamie Collins makes football look easy, but he's got some other tricks up his sleeve.
I can tumble. I can flip. You know, I can do backwards twisters. I can do it.
We know Rob Ninkovich is a beast on the field, but does he have a sensitive side?
Something kind of embarrassing that I like Yanni. I enjoy Yanni. Very, very relaxing.
Plus, Professor Fritz is breaking down the wideout position.
No, not who's more dreamy, Danny Amendola or Julian Edelman? No.
Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Last offseason, the Patriots drafted Jamie Collins as their first pick in the 2013 draft. And over the past 15 weeks, we've seen what he can do on the field. But that's not good enough. We want to get to know him off the field, up close and personal. Romeo's over in the hall with him right now. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Good morning, and thank you, Shauna. We are back at it again. Welcome into the hall here at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Today, I'm here with some students from Scituate High School. We love this part of the show. We get to introduce you to the players one-on-one. Let's welcome linebacker Jamie Collins, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Take a seat. How are you feeling?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Doing all right?
Yeah.
So you were the 2013 Patriots' first pick. How does that feel? What kind of pressure was that?
It feels awesome, you know, and it's a lot of pressure, you know, just got to live up to it.
I mean, compared to somebody coming in as, like, you know, a free agent at the last minute, I mean, did you feel when you walked into it like you had to kind of prove your worth, or was it not that bad?
No, not really. For me, you know, I look at it as just doing your job, you know, just come in doing what you got to do and everything will take care of itself, man.
Now, you haven't always been a linebacker. You played QB, is that right?
Yep.
So, you know, a lot of the job is to sack the QB as a linebacker. Did you find that, like, your experience as quarterback, you can kind of, like, get in the mind, like, almost, like, know what the quarterbacks are thinking?
Yeah, to a certain extent, but, you know, not too much because, you know, I was only a quarterback in high school. So it wasn't to, like, the NFL level, you know, where there's smarter guys. So, you know, to a certain extent, I know, but, you know, it's just now just getting to them. You know, just don't give them a chance.
And you're from Mississippi. You went to college there, right?
Right.
Big cultural shock when you moved up here to Boston?
Of course, man. The weather is the main thing, and that's what I'm trying to adjust to right now is the weather.
What's the number one thing that you miss from your hometown?
The food.
Really?
Mainly is the
food. What kind of food? What kind of dishes?
The soul food, you know. Sister, she know how to whip it up. You know,
is it good?
South country food, yeah.
Could have brought some up for us, man. The students were all hungry up in here this morning.
Well, you know, Thanksgiving, we did it up, so.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was
great. You had the chance to get home?
No, they came up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. What's one quick Jamie Collins fun fact? Something that the students might not know about you. Maybe a hidden talent?
I can tumble. I can flip. You know, I can do backwards twisters, no hands.
Wow.
All of it. For my size, I can do it.
Jamie Collins is our special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. The students of Scituate High are in the house. Back in just a few minutes. Going to turn the tables. They'll ask you some questions, man. Thanks for hanging out.
Last Sunday, Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola had quite the game. Between the two of them, they had 23 catches for 270 yards. That's Patriots history for two receivers having 10-plus receptions and 125-plus yards in a single game. Talk about double trouble. Professor Fritz is over in the lab right now breaking down that wideout position and what it takes to be successful as a receiver.
How They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Hey guys, we've been exploring the different positions in football and what makes them so successful. Well, today we're talking about the wide receivers! Yeah, that's right. No, not who's more dreamy, Danny Amendola or Julian Edelman? No. But what gives them the competitive edge? Not their aftershave. Today we're going deep, baby, into the wide receiver game. Generally, there are two types of receivers, the slot receiver and the outside receiver. Slot receivers tend to be shorter and stockier. The outside receiver tends to be taller and leaner. Slot or outside, it doesn't matter what type of receiver you are. You gotta be sturdy, fast, and you gotta have eagle eyes. Receivers need to be quick. And what makes us fast? Our legs. Receivers need to have mass amounts of fast twitch muscle fibers. Twitch, twitch, twitch. Receivers also jump, jump, jump a lot. They have to be able to overcome gravity and jump higher than their defender. This too requires their bodies to call upon the fast twitch muscle fibers. When a receiver jumps, the first thing that happens is all their joints bend and then their muscles contract. Then suddenly they straighten out and push against gravity and launch the body up into the air. The stronger their muscles, the faster and higher they can get into the air. Glutes, quads, hamstrings, and calf muscles all come into play. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Danny Amendola.
What does that say? A-E? Huh? Oh. Yeah. I mean, wide receivers have to be strong, so they can book it off the line and change direction. But if they can't see the ball, it doesn't matter how wide open they are. What does that say?
Once the receiver begins to run their route, they must track the ball, follow it in the air, and not lose sight of it. Good vision is crucial to the success of a receiver. To track a ball, you need to have excellent visual acuity, which means being able to see something far away when still in focus. At any point during a game, the ball could be 40 or 50 yards away, really high in the air, and also moving fast, so excellent vision is a must. They also need acute, They need acute, excellent depth perception and hand-eye coordination so they can figure out when to catch the ball. Then for the finale, they must catch the ball. Good. That is the only thing that matters at the end of the play. This means they need good hands. One of the main things when catching a football is to absorb the ball as you catch it. Brady throws the ball on average at 60 miles per hour. Zoom. Strong hands are crucial for catching balls at high speed. Each hand consists of 19 bones. There are two types of muscle groups in the hand, the extrinsic and intrinsic muscle groups. Intrinsic muscles are located in the palm and control the movement of the thumb and pinky. Give that a try. I mean, look at that, amazing. Extrinsic muscles are located in the forearm, but still control the hand. They are connected to all the fingers by tendons. Without strong intrinsic and extrinsic muscles, you will have a weak grasp. Strength in all hand muscles is crucial for catching a ball. So you see, we always think of the strength of the muscles when we think of the NFL. Yeah, we never think of the strength of the eyes. Yeah. Now, if you excuse me, I got to do some eyelid lifts. One, two, three, four. Double time! Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Oh, God, I'm going blind. Oh, try those at home. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we see that. Six, seven.
Ooh. Ain't no party like an ugly sweater party, because an ugly sweater party don't stop. 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 Hi, you're here with Chandler Jones, and I just want to wish you all a happy holidays.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Pats fans, it's another week of workout with me, Harold Nash, strength and conditioning coach. It's time to get off the couch, get your water bottles, get ready to go. So let's get it started. Today's Totally Fit exercise is called single leg squats. It's a great exercise for parity between both legs. Many things we do on a day-to-day basis really require single leg strength. When you run, that's just a series of jumps. When you walk, all those things are single leg movements. So what we want to do is, we can use a bench, but if you don't have a bench at your home, you can use a chair, you can use a sofa, or whatever is at the correct level. That kind of helps you. This is probably about 19 inches or so, about 17, 19 inches. But I'm using a pair of dumbbells. This gives me more resistance. So if I don't have dumbbells, I can use a book. Whatever can help me, I can put a backpack on my back. What I'm going to do is put my foot on the back bench, set a good base, squat down, come upward. I want to stay upright. Squat down, come up. You'll really feel that load that goes through the quad. I can do about 5 to 8 reps on each leg. That'll help you get totally fit.
All right, thanks so much, Harold. He makes it look so easy every week. Welcome back into Totally Patriots. Here at the stadium, we're at the hall at Patriot Place. We have Jamie Collins is in the house. We love it when the players stop by. And some students from Scituate High here to ask him some questions. Go ahead, who wants to start?
How you doing? My question is that what's your advice to student athletes in high school?
Keep the grades up. You know, if it's the only thing that'll keep you off the field are your grades. So if your grades are bad, you know, you can't do the things you love. So my advice is just keep your grades up and keep your head on right.
My question is there any players in the NFL or retired that you look up to?
Not really. You know, I didn't watch sports growing up. So, you know, I just learned through experience. You know, don't look up to too many people. You know, like I said, I didn't watch too many sports growing up.
So did you not watch sports for any particular reason? Or
no, football was like the only sport I didn't watch, you know, because I looked at it as, you know, I kind of seen it a little boring. So, you know, I didn't watch it too often. I just watched basketball.
If you were not an NFL player, what would you be doing right now?
I probably would be some like a state trooper or something. You know, I got my degree in criminal justice, so, and I always wanted to be a state trooper. So if football didn't work out, I'd probably be out, you know, pulling people over.
It seems like it'd be fun too sometimes. Yeah. I wish I was sometimes a police just to pull people over driving in front of me.
Yeah.
Bad drivers up here. Did you have that back home?
We got a couple, you know, but not as bad as up here though.
And yeah, they're pretty bad. One last question.
What did it feel like for you when you were drafted?
It felt great. Not knowing, you know, what when I was gonna go or who I was gonna come to, you know, it's just an experience, you know, you just have to live with it. That's, you know, it just comes with growing up, you know, moving to a different location away from your people. You know, like I say, it felt great, but at the same time it was kind of sad, you know, leaving home. But you know, it's your job. You just gotta be ready for it and just do what you gotta do.
All right, so earlier in the show you said like you're super flexible. What kind of moves can you do again?
Tumble. I can tumble.
You can tumble. Can we see like even like a basic handstand or something? What can you give us?
I'm making it get you a handstand.
Here we go. Handstand coming up. Make some noise for him, ladies and gentlemen. You make it look easy. He makes it look easy. Welcome to New England. Scituate High, make some noise for yourselves. We want to thank you guys. We want to thank Jamie Collins so much. We're going to let you walk out of here, man. You don't have to do a handstand out of here, okay? You can walk on your feet. It's good. It's cool. Thanks so much.
Frosty the Snowman was a very happy soul. Hi, I'm Steve Gregory, and I want to wish you and your family a very happy holiday season.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway. Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami, tender beef with pickles, mustard, and melty cheese. Or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak, both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Subway, eat fresh. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Defensive captain Rob Ninkovich, he's got quite the story. It's been a long journey here to New England. At one point, he even tried to make it as a long snapper for the Saints. Well, fast forward to today, 2013, he has definitely proven himself on the field. You haven't really proven yourself, though, until you get a little tilted. Let's see what you got.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
If I was stranded on a desert island, I would definitely need my dog Ruby, because she's my best friend. And then the second thing, I'd have to have an abundant amount of food for her. And then if I was hungry, I'd eat a little bit of it too. Maybe a volleyball, like Wilson. These are like brain twisters. If I could hang out with any celebrity for the day, I feel like I want to hang out with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Now, some of my pet peeves are when I'm driving and you put your feet on the dashboard. I hate that. also are when people ask you to do things for interviews and they're awkward at times, like put on a monkey suit. I'm just kidding about that one. Oh, another pet peeve. When you have a child, don't put the book bag on with the little rope on it. Like, I think that's weird. Oh, I got him. He's here on my wrist. Really? What physical feature would I have that people would comment on? Probably would be my beard, obviously, because it's really long right now. Yeah, I have a process. When I'm in the shower, I'll shampoo it, like regular shampoo, then I'll condition it. Then I get out with a blow dryer and I dry it up, because you don't want to have an icicle forming on your chin while you're walking out to your car. I'm an iPod. Something kind of embarrassing that I like Yanni. I enjoy Yanni. It's very, very relaxing. Okay. As far as tattoos go, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari. My favorite superhero is Wolverine, because he has regeneration, and that's a super awesome superpower. When the season's over, I think I'm gonna cut my facial hair just like Wolverine.
Well, the regular season is almost over, but we still have a couple of big games left, including a big matchup against our rivals, the Baltimore Ravens. Now, it's always a different kind of game when you have a rivalry at hand. You see a different side of the players, and this week, we see a different side of our fans, and even a different side of Romeo. With a name like that, I guess we should have known he's a poet.
Totally Facts is brought to you by iRobot.
So Baltimore has a really interesting team name, the Ravens. What does it mean? Where did it come from? Let's find out. Put our fans to the test.
Do you know what the Ravens were named after?
Absolutely not. I think it's a bird.
Edgar Allan Poe. I think it had something to do with that. The Raven.
He's absolutely right.
You said the team is named after a poem?
The Ravens are one of only two NFL franchises to have a marching band.
Oh, wow, like a high school team.
Freeze! You have the right to remain confused. Totally lame laws.
It's illegal to take a lion to the movies there.
That makes perfect sense.
He might have.
Yeah, back when I was a zookeeper, me and Lionel the Lion, we used to go to the movies, so...
So Edgar Allan Poe actually wrote The Raven way back in 1845. The Ravens didn't become the Baltimore Ravens till 151 years later. By the way, the poem is all about loss and regret. Why would you name your team after loss and regret? Although after they play the Patriots, it'll probably make sense.
Once upon a morning dreary, the Ravens ponder weak and weary how Joe Flacco could go up against New England's defense and score.
While he nodded, nearly napping, Tom Brady and Edelman came a-tapping, along with Gronkowski spiking at the grassy floor.
Diss the Pats, Joe muttered, breaking down our defense door.
Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December. New England dominated Baltimore and irked them to the core.
By four tomorrow, the Ravens will feel the sorrow. Flacco will have a heart of sorrow, sorrow for the loss on the scoreboard.
For Rice and Suggs and Smith will come crying to the floor because the Pats rank first forevermore.
Nice job.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Over the hill we go, laughing all the way. There you go.
Hi, I'm Danny Amendola, and I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday season.
Romeo, it's official. We're Patriots. We have our pom-pom hats.
They're so much fun to play with. I'm loving it.
And it's snowing. We need them.
It's snowing right now. I'm going to blame that, the weather, on our loss last weekend against Miami. We need the snow. We're not used to the heat.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're moving on from that anyway. We're taking on Baltimore, and we can still clinch the title if we get the win.
I think we're going to do it this weekend.
Absolutely.
Sean, are you done with your holiday shopping?
Yes, I'm done.
You are? Not me. We got to wrap up this show because there's a lot of shops around here, and... We're just a few days away.
Clock is ticking.
Haven't even started.
Yeah, well, you better get on that.
It's time for our TP MVP. Shauna, this week we'll give it to Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman.
The dynamic duo. Let's keep it up, guys.
Unbelievable together, absolutely. Let's leave you some highlights from them. Happy holidays.
We'll see you next week.
launches and throws for Edelman. He's open at the 30, makes the grab along the far side inside the 25, and eventually forced out of bounds. Drops back, throws across the middle to a wide open Danny Amendola. Speeds past the 45, across to the midfield stripe, and to the 40 of Miami before he's collared down at the Dolphin 39. Throws it to the right. Grab is made by Amendola with a dive inside the 30. Covered up by Clemens. Another first down catch. Throws it for Edelman, who makes the grab. And between the hash marks, dives inside the 13-yard line. Clemens covering. Throws down the middle. Catch by Edelman. Across the 10 left. Running past the 5. Diving to the end zone. And the lead for the Patriots.
That's a big boy drive right there.